I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there. What you've been taught about depression isn't always helpful to actually moving through it. And we can tell that's true because so many people are experiencing mental health issues like anxiety and depression. I'm going to offer you a different lens that might be helpful for you to move through this. First off, when we look at the idea of depression, the state of it, there is a narrative that it means there's something wrong with you that you experience depression. So that means like, it's not a symptom of the environment you're in or the life experience you've had and you're having, that there's actually something wrong with you and you need to take a pill and resolve that. And I'm not saying there isn't a time for the pill, but what happens if we actually started to orient to our experience of depression from a place of, instead of what's wrong with me, there's actually something right with me that I'm feeling this way about the environment I'm in, the life that I have, the choices I'm making. That's such a different way of seeing it, that instead of you're broken, there's actually wisdom inherent in the emotional experience that you're having. What that does is it makes us look towards our feelings from a place of, what can I learn from you? Where in my life am I not self-expressed? Where in my life am I not listening to what is hurting me, to what is not helpful? What type of messages am I getting about things like the addictions I have? What's my relationship to drugs and alcohol? What's my relationship to relationships? We get to this state of helplessness because we need to start listening. We need to actually allow the pain to wake us up to finally choose our lives. Now, what happens is we don't believe we have access to be able to change it, especially if you're being told that the reason you feel the way you do is something's wrong with you. But imagine now if we're going from the place there's something right with you that you feel that way, then now you can actually make choices based on the wisdom that your body's giving you. So if you want to move through these feelings, one, acknowledging that where you're at is appropriate based on what you've been through. Things like the overconsumption of social media is not helpful for your mental health. The being lost in your phone, dating apps, things like that, not helpful. Being stuck on Netflix all the time, not helpful. Get out in nature, start to hug trees, start to actually listen to the birds, start to be connected, take your shoes and your socks off and put your feet on the ground. Start putting yourself out there, actually going out and seeking to spend time with people, go take up new activities, go hiking, go actually immerse yourself in human connection in person. You could have a million connections on social media, but if you don't have one person you can call at 2 a.m., those million connections will never matter. Never matter compared to that one person that we need. Now, the relationships we have help us hold these painful times in our lives. They help us so we don't get lost in the abyss that pain can bring us. What I'm inviting to you is to actually acknowledge where you're at and begin to choose your way out of it, just day by day. There's a saying that the opposite of trauma is choice. And the reason that making small commitments to yourself, something like, I'm going to make my bed tomorrow morning, and then doing it. Every time you do that, you build up this trust in yourself. It seems like it doesn't matter, right? It seems like not a big deal. I just didn't do the thing I said I was going to do. But every time you do that, you violate your own agreements with yourself. You violate your word with yourself. That's why these little decisions, I can trust myself that when I say I'm going to make my bed, I do it. Oh, I can trust myself that when I'm in relationship with someone who treats me like crap, I can say no to it, right? So it seems like it's not that important, but it's massively important because you're building evidence that you got your own back. That starts to actually build a different way of feeling where we're seeing that we're being self-expressed. We're actually listening to the feelings in our bodies. So what I'm asking of you is not to negate your experience of your emotions, not to actually internalize them as a problem with you, but actually starting to see that they're the exact appropriate response to what you're going through. And a deeper, more challenging perspective on this is the idea that the depression, the experience of that immobilization, is actually a gift because it stops you. It stops you from hiding from the environment that doesn't feel good. It stops you from hiding from the feelings that are coming up for you. It stops you from internalizing them as being about your worth and actually says, okay, like it's time to choose our lives. It's time to stand up. It's time to stop tolerating whatever we're tolerating from ourselves and from other people. And it's when we step to this high level of self-responsibility that everything changes. So all this to say, if you leave with one, just one thing from this video, it's the recognition that you are not broken, that your emotional experience is actually highly intelligent. If you can start there with that the emotional experience is highly intelligent, then what is it informing you about and what is it asking you to do?